Part B. Sue and her classmates are listening to a talk in the school hall. Listen carefully and choose the best answers for questions 1 to 5. You have 30 seconds to study the questions. You may start now. Listen carefully. The talk will begin now. Good morning. I am Terry Leung, an old boy of this primary school. I am delighted to talk to you before you start your secondary school life this coming September. Let me share my story about how I became a professional swimmer. What do you think is important in secondary school? You may want to make new friends and study for the exams. I did the same when I was in secondary 1. In secondary 2, I changed my mind. I thought developing my interests would be more important because they made me feel more alive. I had always wanted to learn how to swim. So, I signed up for a swimming class. At the beginning, I couldn't even coordinate my arms and legs. It was so difficult. I remember I practiced swimming from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the evening every day. The frequent practice hurt my arms and I almost gave up. However, I kept going by watching inspiring interviews of professional swimmers. The PE teacher knew I dreamed of joining swimming competitions, so he also encouraged me to join the swimming team at school. I haven't stopped swimming since then, and now my interest has become my job. I hope you'll be able to develop your interests when going to secondary school and find your dream in life. Thank you. Check your answers now. Number 1. Who is Terry speaking to? Number 2. Why did Terry think that developing his interests would be more important? Number 3. How many hours did Terry practice swimming every day at the beginning? Number 4. Which of the following did not help Terry become a successful swimmer? Number 5. Which is true about Terry's story? This is the end of listening exercise 2.